the change dance. "I don't dance," said the Polynesian technician, our telecom link to what's beyond Achu. "We're in the middle of the Pacific, on a tiny island that started cell phone service only 6 months ago." He's kirking his cell in his hand, opening it with a flick like Captain Kirk on Star Trek, weighing my surprise. "A Cook Islander not dancing? How would he get girls?" I asked. "I hunt wild pig," he says. Achu is one of the Cook Islands, a touch more traditional than a capital, Rarotonga, where the pigs don't roam, stay penned. When I visited the islands nearly 40 years ago, everyone from toddler to grandmother danced. They danced to drumming on the table as well as to the radio. They danced on the beach and in line for the movies. They danced in the airport. It wasn't just a floor show. Dance chants preserved their history. A dance gesture could bring down the house with laughter or ruin a family. Maybe they will dance with their cell phones. Two mamas ride up on scooters to have their phones topped. The coconut wireless, traditionally gossip, this tidbit from a schoolteacher, has it that kids now go hungry as a result of this topping off. That afternoon I meet the kids, 6 of them at recess, huddled around a phone showing a Japanese animation, the other 30 of their schoolmates batting a t-ball. Their English isn't as good as it used to be. Will the phones improve their language skills, or will it degenerate into a patois of thumb emoticons and abbreviations? Will even fewer of them dance? My host, Papa Pieri, wears the only pareu I've seen on the island, the flowered hibiscus-printed wrap that's been traditional since the Chinese began selling yardage in the last century. Cross-legged on a chair, surrounded by slips of paper, he's writing the Achuan dictionary and has spent years on A. Fortunately, the Achuan alphabet has far fewer letters than English. But his dictionary is not Achuan English, it's only Achuan. He could care less whether outsiders know what the Achuans are thinking. "But collecting the words is like catching water in your fingers," he says. It's changing as fast as he can write it down, even with fewer than 1,000 speakers. Achuans fly off to Rarotonga, and like that, he snaps his fingers, they change their talk. All around him lies paper covered with this paper-saving tiny script. Hillary Clinton may or may not come this week to Rarotonga to change the talk. She wants to woo the Cook Islanders into becoming a beachhead against the Chinese. Not since Queen Elizabeth's arrival 50 years ago has the island nation anticipated such celebrity. It could be bigger than the rugby hero running naked along the waterfront a few years ago. Her bodyguards have arrived, languishing on the perfect Cook Island beaches, what has become over the years the New Zealand Caribbean. But the Chinese, you will discover, have already built the National Auditorium, a beautiful steel open-air structure primarily for dance competitions. On Achu, I don't turn down the frozen teriyaki wild pig that the school teacher brings me later that day. "Are you the one shooting pigs at dawn?" I ask. He tells me it was the bounty hunter from the capital who killed a record 53 minor birds today. The minas threaten a species of nearly extinct lorikeets. When Air Rarotonga flew them from Tahiti directly to Achu for resettlement 5 years ago, all 500 Achuans turned out to celebrate, holding competitions for the best song composed, reviving old chants, making costumes, preparing a feast, and choreographing dances. Although the island boasts that the endangered lorikeet can now be seen in flocks, the only bird I've spotted is the mina. At dawn the next day, I struggle awake to the sound of gunshots going on and on. If they're aimed at pigs, these guns, they're more wild than I imagine. It has to be minas. So much shooting signals only one thing, that change cannot be stopped.